Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we got some audio to play here for you because I feel like the NBA media, the national media especially, is the absolute worst at trying to hype up the large markets and basically not giving a about smaller markets and teams that, I don't know, are actually like good, like maybe Minnesota, Oklahoma City. Maybe start your podcasts and your shows talking about them. But instead, let's talk about the Lakers and the Warriors and the Celtics and any other team that basically has a big market and that have, you know, the largest fan bases. But regardless if they're good or not, like, I don't know, the Warriors and Lakers are fighting in for the play-in right now.
It sucks that the NBA doesn't focus more on just making its product better. Like the NFL, parity is a bloom. Everybody watches that S week to week because any year I do feel like you have a chance to go and topple the Chiefs. You had a chance at least to go topple the dynasty of the Patriots back in the day. And the NBA just keeps rolling out. Well, guess what? We need LA v. Boston. We need Dallas v. Miami. Denver? Bah. We don't want to promote that. And it sucks. So, yeah, I hear you.
So, got some audio here. Jordan, if you can get that ready to play. But this was the other day on NBA Today where they were talking about Victor Wembanyama. And this, I don't know if this was after the game that they lost to the Rockets where he didn't play too well and he just left the court. He didn't shake hands or anything. He was clearly upset about the loss and also just not playing well. Alperen Şengün just worked him the entire game. So maybe,
Şengün,
you know.
Good.
Yeah, he is. So Ramona Shelburne got on NBA Today and she said this.
I don't want to hear that word anymore. Timeline, patience. Like Damian Lillard, when he asked for a trade from Portland, had an interest in going to the Spurs. Okay, he had an interest. There was a fascination with Wemby. Wemby hadn't hit the league yet, but there was a fascination with him, and there was a respect for Greg Popovich. And there was not really any traction on trading for Dame because Victor is so young, and they have a young team, and they want to see that develop. Victor's here. Victor is ready to win. And I know they have this idea that they're going to take 2-3 years and find the right core and they're all going to be on the same timeline. But I don't know how patient he's going to be because when I watch him play, that man is competitive. He wants to win. And how long do you give it, Malika? Year, two?
A year max.
Because I don't think he wants to sit here and be at the bottom of the lottery standings.
So NBA Today is already throwing out the idea of, oh, let's get Wembanyama the hell out of San Antonio. After 1 year, and Malik even just said it right there, like, oh, well, maybe he only gets one more year max before he wants to get out of there. Like, hey, he's on a rookie contract, so he's – and Danny Green, it doesn't have the part in there, but he's like, well, he doesn't really have a choice. Like, he's on the team. He's going to be on the team for the next few years. Like, he was the level head on the set, but they don't want to hear that, right? Let's figure out how we can get Victor Wembanyama out of San Antonio and, oh, I don't know, insert any big market team that we care about more, because this is what we do. We only want to see the Lakers, the Warriors, the Heat, the Celtics, whoever the hell, name your top, you know, markets in the league. That's where we want to see him go.
It's just so frustrating.
It's disingenuous. It's annoying as hell. It's just like, trust me, I don't like the Spurs. I should say that I used to hate them. And then what they did to the Heat in that NBA Finals, where they just worked them in that, I think, 5-game series and just crushed them, I was like, okay, hands up. I tip of the cap, I give it to you guys now. You're good, all right? I respect you as hell. But I don't want to see the Spurs be great again. Like, we already went through that just 10 years ago of them being dominant. So do I want to see the Spurs turn into this juggernaut again? Not really, no. Because they're a small market team, just like Portland is. I'd rather see that happen to Portland. You know, crazy concept, Blazer fans. I want Portland to be good and not just be hokey. We're happy to be here in the NBA team. But to just already be thrown out there into the world like, oh, well, he wants to win, and I don't know how much longer he's going to put up with this. It's like, well, he's going to have to put up with it because he's a rookie. He's on a rookie deal, so he's going to be there for a few years. And quite frankly, you don't even know if that's his mentality as well. Like, I need to get out of here. This is just not it. Like, dude,
Yeah, in November, he wasn't even ready yet, according to the media. Like, good Lord.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, I'm, it's annoying listening to that.
I do get frustrated when I see, and this is a team I've kind of been down on Greg Popovich. They have not made the playoffs since 2017. I hear you, or even won a series in the playoffs. And I think maybe that's where Malik Andrews and Ramona Shelburne are coming from. I see that side of the argument, but then you go back and look at what the Spurs have been as a franchise since Pop started in the mid-90s. They've won 5 freaking championships, okay? How many other teams have gone through how many other coaches in that stretch of time and won none? You know, one, maybe one. No, there were points, I mean, you literally saw almost 2 full dynasties with the San Antonio Spurs. There were points in that stretch of probably 2 decades where they were talked about as the greatest team in the NBA at that time. And now, less than a decade later, you're saying that that's not a place for Victor Wembanyama? That's bullsh. That's ridiculous. And it just goes back to the lack of parity. And for some reason, and it's frustrating, I guess, as a Blazers fan, because even if we did in Portland win 5 championships over a 30-year stretch, they still would have been calling for Dame to go out of town. So yeah, it's frustrating to me. And like I said before, it's extra frustrating when Wemby back in November wasn't even ready to be an NBA player, according to most of the media. And now, near the end of this season already, well, he's ready to go to a championship contender. What the hell are you talking about? He's still 20 years old trying to make his way in this country. There's something to be said about trying to like learn how to live in America for the first time. There's a lot going on in this kid's life. He's not ready for any of what the media is saying he is yet.
Well, and wouldn't you know, team with the number 1 overall pick last year, one of the worst in the league, still bad and not ready to compete at a high level in the NBA. What a concept that a team that was terrible a year ago, and for God's sakes, look at their roster. It's not like they're rocking with a lot there. Like,
they don't really strike fear in a lot of teams at this point in the league because, again, look at their roster and who they're running out there on a nightly basis. And there's clips, I mean, multiple times throughout this year of some of the dudes on this team. It's just like, it's not a good team.
No. No.
Outside of him, they're not good. So why are we, like, maybe they make a move in the offseason, bring someone in.
No, Vassell's like their only good player other than him.
Bring some more veterans in. I mean, like, you look at the roster, the oldest dude on this team is Devontae Graham at 29, and he's no good.
Yeah, I was like, who?
The next oldest is Chetty Osman at 28.
Zach Collins is probably the third oldest, former Blazer.
Honestly, yeah, 26 years old.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there you go.
This team is young. They have nobody outside of him. Maybe you look to make moves in the offseason. Like you mentioned, Devin Vassell, he got the bag in this offseason, so they see something in him being one of their players of the future, being him and Wembanyama. And then, again, make this team a little bit better next year in the offseason. You're going to have another high draft pick, so you're going to add in some talent there. But bring in some veteran presence, maybe depending on how much cap space you have to work with this offseason. I mean, only time will tell how this looks in 2 to 3 years, but to just already be throwing out the idea of like, yeah, we need to get him out of there. We need to consider him being on a different team because he wants to win. Like, yeah, no S, he wants to win.
I know we're up against it, but it is so obvious that ESPN has done some, you know, focus groups or done some studying of Nielsen ratings or numbers and just chosen these revolving four topics to talk about all the time, like get good players to the Lakers or the Celtics on ESPN, talk about Dallas Cowboys, open up with like who should their left tackle be, you know, and essentially like other big market stories. These are the only types of things they seem to talk about. And honestly, I don't put that on ESPN. Joe, that frustrates me with everyday general sports fan. Like, let's get smarter. Let's try to talk about something else besides if the Cowboys will ever win or not, and they haven't freaking been good for 30 years. Let's get somewhere else where we can appreciate what we've got. But no, we want to write big headlines about trades and about massive record-breaking contracts. I'm about to swear, so I'm just going to stop.
Get that dump button ready.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.